Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. Hello to you and yours. I am Bart Winkler. It's our Friday show. Saturday now on the East Coast. So this now begins the 10th day of the week that Carlos has put in. And I will reach that in about an hour. Emanating from Milwaukee, Carlos, New York. We've got a hell of a lot more of the country covered than most shows. Look at me, all little boy in the Midwest with my Great Lakes and my nice attitude towards strangers and my four seasons.
Great to be with you.
Great to be with you. We have one series ending tonight and one series continuing in hockey. The Maple Leafs shut out the Panthers. They needed to win or their season would be over, and it is now tied at 2-2. So they will be playing in a game 7. The two best words in sports. The two best words in sports, I would think. Maybe that could be a Bartometer. What are the actual two best words in sports? Free bet? Hot dog? Overtime? Is that one word? Overtime? World Cup? Cold one?
Cold one, yeah. Yeah.
Free ticket. Free anything, really.
Anything for free.
Yeah. And then there's a game 6 tomorrow night. So Jets and Stars. And then game 7, Panthers and Maple Leafs. That's in the NHL. Can you check off the lip service that we gave the NHL tonight and just file it for the FCC records? Because we're probably done now for the night. The Knicks beating the Boston. We already checked off the WNBA box, if you're wondering. We covered it. I gave you the out-of-town scoreboard. Although I am curious to know if the Valkyries won. They did not. They lost to L.A.
Damn.
Yeah. What team is Cameron Brink on? Isn't she on L.A.?
She's on L.A., yeah.
Is she hurt?
I think she might be, actually.
Yeah. She didn't play. And then Paige Bueckers had 10 points in her debut. Dallas lost. Okay. They lost. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. In the NHL, the Maple Leafs won. In the NBA, the New York Knicks won. And boy, did they. 38-point win over the Celtics, 119-281. Jaylen Brown led the way for Boston with 20 points. He also fouled out in the third quarter. Jason Tatum, as you know, hurt. He was in that commercial to preview the Superman movie. They're not going to air that anymore. Like, I'm not joking or being mean. They have taken the commercial off. He's hurt. And it's kind of weird now. And we wish him well. He got that surgery, what, 8 hours after he got hurt? So that's different. And he's going to try to get back as soon as he can, you would think. The Knicks got the win. They had four guys score at least 20 points. Really good night for them. They'll play again on Wednesday against the Pacers. But when we look ahead to the Celtics, there are some decisions that they have to make. The NBA is not necessarily set up to have dynasties anymore. What we saw with the Warriors, they were aided by the salary structure and the cap going up. There were like two massive jumps that the cap made over the last 15 years. And when those jumps were made, that's when the Warriors were able to retain Steph Curry and Klay and Draymond. And then they were able to get Kevin Durant. It's hard to do that now. It's hard to build. Really, it's hard to build your team because once you pay a couple of guys some big-time deals, it's hard to, like, move anybody else. And so what the Celtics did was we're going to build a team around Tatum and Brown, and we're going to get other pieces to that that, you know, we're going to have to pay. We're going to punt our draft picks for a while, which, fine. And they built a champion. And now where they're at is Jaylen Brown is making a ton of money. Jason Tatum could be the league's first $70 million man with the contract he's under. But they are in a tricky spot because where you would probably have seen some sort of reload anyway. These two injuries that we saw to Damian Lillard and Jason Tatum are completely altering the plans of both of their teams, respectively, the Bucks and the Celtics. Damian Lillard, if they had a healthy playoff run and it was a short run with Dame and with Giannis, I think the Bucks may have looked to move on from Dame. It's too much money to one guy. We got to figure out something else. Even though it's still a work in progress, it never really was what we thought it would be. Injuries kind of partly of that. And also, you know, maybe Giannis needs a different kind of guy next to him. He likes to be the one bringing the ball up the floor. If he's got to be like, oh, wait, I need to give it to Dame, you need a guy that can play off ball of him. That may work better. But they were probably going to move on from him. Now it's a $55 million salary that's just sitting there. You can't do anything with it. He's hurt. I mean, unless the Bucks trade Dame for Tatum. That's stupid. It's not going to happen. But what can you really do? Tatum's the same way now. Now Tatum's hurt, and this was already a team that was going to probably move some pieces. Jrue Holiday's under contract for a couple more years. He's making $30 million. He has kind of an injury-riddled season. Porzingis has a year left. I don't know that he, are we gonna assume he's healthy? He's been sick, the same illness he had. He missed some games, what, back in March? What is the deal? Derek White, they gave money to. They paid Al Horford. He's going to be a free agent now. They got Peyton Pritchard. You know, $7 million for him actually looks pretty good. But then Sam Hauser, they gave a deal to. He didn't play much. Or he'll get some run, though, at the small forward position. Next year. But so now this is already a team that was going to be over the salary cap or the luxury line. They were already going to be over that pretty substantially, which then dips them into the second apron. So they're going to have some decision. They were going to be already $37 million over next year's projected luxury tax line, with escalating fees down the road if they continue to be above the second apron. That second apron, when you're above the second apron, it like doesn't allow you to do things. You can't multi-stack salaries and trades as much. It sucks. The CBA is designed to limit you from doing things the more you pay your guys. Limit you from making some of the other moves that you used to be able to make. There used to be all these exemptions and whatever, and there still are some. But now you've got a new ownership group coming in. So, do they want to continue to pay all of this money to players when the old ownership got their championship and are now ducking and running? New ownership's not going to want to pay for... They're paying the tab for the other group's success. And it's not like the CBA, it's not like this is an accidental, oh, we didn't know that it would kill dynasties. It was like designed to kill dynasties. Last year, Brad Stevens, who's in control there now, says this is going to be something that affects the league, and we're going to have to look back over the next couple of years to see how much. So they've got it. It is. Now they're seeing it already that it is, especially with the injury. So what are we going to have happen here? What are the Celtics going to do? They've got Jaylen Brown. What's their starting five next year? Horford is out. He's not coming back. Tatum's hurt. So what is the Boston Celtics starting five next year? Jaylen Brown. I mean, they could move on from Holiday and Porzingis. Derek White. Baylor Shireman. Sam Hauser. Xavier Tillman. How many wins is that team getting? Maybe they don't move on from Holiday. Maybe they don't move on from Porzingis. But those are certainly options on the table. Look, I've had to hear about Giannis wants out rumors for 10 years. Homegrown guy. Big contract. His running mate is down with an injury. Now everybody's got him in different jerseys already. Well, are we not to assume that the Celtics don't look at that with Jaylen Brown? They got new ownership. I'm just saying anything's possible. You got new ownership. You got a guy who's hurt. What do you do if you're the Celtics? What do you do if you're Brad Stevens? Do you say, let's just wait until Jaylen or Jason Tatum comes back and then we'll try it again with these two guys? Or do you try to put a different cast around them? What do you do? What do you do if you're the Bucks? Do you take a gap year? Maybe. And maybe you do that if you're the Celtics. Maybe you go into next year knowing that you're not going to win anything. But then what is like the point? You're going to be the sixth seed? And the Celtics are even with that lineup I gave you, I don't know that they move on from both Porzingis and Jrue Holiday, but they may. Look, there's a lot of questions. But who are the top four seeds in the East next year? Knicks and Pacers were 3-4. They're in the conference finals. And I say all this barring injury, but they're gonna be there. The Cavs, look, the Cavs, their ending was terrible and almost embarrassing and very disappointing, but they're a top four team. So who's four? Who's four in the East next year? Is it the Boston Celtics without Jason Tatum? I'm just going down the line here. Is it the Milwaukee Bucks without Damian Lillard? Is it the Detroit Pistons? I think if you're Detroit, your goal next year is a top four seed and home court advantage in a playoff series. Is there going to be a surprise team? I mean, hell, the Sixers, if they're healthy, they might be a dark horse. Their year went to hell. Embiid was hurt. All that, Paul George. But if they're healthy, they got the number three pick, so they can bring a guy in or trade it. But I would think the Sixers could be back up there. Heat, Hawks, the Heat are going backwards. The Magic feel like they've reached their ceiling to me. A team that's going to make the playoffs year in and year out, but not go much further than that. They kind of feel like kind of like what the Kings were. Although, you know, we'll see. They could make a leap. I mean, the Pistons, I think, are ascending. The Heat are going backwards. The Hawks are stuck in the mud. The Bulls are forever 39 and 43. The Raptors seem like they're walking without a destination. The Nets are rebuilding. The Hornets are bad. The Wizards, I forgot about. So I don't know who's four in the East next year between the Celtics, Bucks, Pistons, and 76ers. And then if you're going to be five or six, like what do you do? How do you approach next year? How do you approach it? It will be fascinating to watch. I think there's a lot more teams with interesting off seasons than just the ones that we're expecting. And I think the Boston Celtics can get thrown into that mix. 888-710-4476. Greg is in Michigan. Hello, Greg.
El Bardo, it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive. Oh, my God. So much on the buffet, my friend. I love your positivity about the Detroit Pistons. Yes, they're going to go places.
Well, you remember last year I was the only one saying they would make the playoffs the upcoming season. I did say that. I am clairvoyant about the Pistons.
Yes, you are. And most people don't come back from the injury sustaining of the Achilles. Durant really didn't. Kobe really didn't. So you're right about Boston. I think that so-called maybe dynasty is off. But I got to ask you, every chance that I get, you know, I try to reach out to Stephen A. Smith. Would you talk politics with him? Because it seems like, because you talked to Obama, Barack, is it something in the past that you were interested in? Were you ever interested to be a politician or be in the political realm?
When I was a TV reporter,
yes,
in a swing state for the 2008 election,
yes,
I was sent to cover whoever came through our town. So Obama was there, John Edwards was there, John McCain came through, Mike Huckabee came through. So I was able to go to all those events. I enjoy that. I do enjoy. I'm into politics, I guess. I minored in political science. Yeah, I would.
Oh,
but
my God.
Here, it's like I don't do that here because what's the point?
But
this is the escape from that.
You know that, you know, I'm friends with Chris Cuomo and
you're friends. Are we friends?
Today. Yes, I think we
okay.
are.
Okay, good.
And I reached out to him and I told him that I mentioned you again. And I want, you know, Stephen A. to have an interview with you and Shep Baby. And I just think it would be fantastic. And, you know, I get a chance.
I mean, if Stephen A. Smith was like, Bart, I'll interview you, I would obviously accept that. I don't know that Stephen A. Smith, I don't think.
Oh, he's going to know. He's going to know about you. Just trust me. Would you say that your reach is about 3 to 5 million people a night, give or take? Is that a pretty, you know? Ooh, I love it. Carlos agrees. Thank you, Carlos.
We think 5 million people are listening to me. I don't think 5 million people are listening right now.
No, you got to do the math. Of course they are. If you're on 200 to 300 stations around the country, 20,000, 200 times 20,000 is what?
If I got 5 million people listening to me right now, I should have a lot bigger house than I do.
Oh, stop it. I like your house with your little, when you were fixing something, you were by the grass. It's your recent picture, one of your.
Yeah. If I got 5 million people listening, I shouldn't have to try to figure out how to build a lawnmower, or fix it on my own. I should have people cutting my grass.
Yes. There you go. That's what you're doing. You're fixing your. Hey, you got to be Mr. Positive Junior. You got to think positive. There are that many people. I've done the math. But it's an impressive thing. But here,
give me an interview with Stephen A. Yeah.
I will try.
You have my permission.
Thank you. I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm going to, you know, reach out, and that's all I can do.
Okay.
It sounds like the Green Bay Packers are going to beat the Detroit Lions in the first game of the season. That's what do you think? Is that a possibility? I mean, it is a possibility, obviously, but we need a pass rusher. I don't want a Hutch Baby to do all the work. Za'Darius Smith has not made his intentions coming to Detroit,
you don't want him. You want him gone. Get him. He needs to leave.
Why?
Za'Darius Smith is he's unhappy everywhere he goes.
Whoa, Bardo, yeah. you're being real.
Yeah, it always ends bad for him, and it's never his fault. AKA, it is. Greg, I gotta say goodnight.
Okay, hey everybody, go for your dreams.
All right,
thanks, Alberto.
In Michigan. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. All right. If Greg gets me Stephen A. Smith before you do, we're going to have a conversation.
I never tried.
Well, that's your first problem. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, we can't get him anyway. The four-letter network does not give us people. They don't allow them to be.
Wickersham was on Maggie and Perloff.
I don't think he counts. Does it do any good for me to say no disrespect to Wickersham? Because I'm pretty much disrespecting. I don't think it counts. There's not a lot of people are breaking down the doors to get to Wickersham.
Well, they were yesterday.
Because he's relevant at this point with the story.
Just like Mike North was on every show, and then now no one cares
about it. And now we will not hear from Mike North for another year.
Could you get me Peter North?
If I had a connection to Peter North, I would use that connection for other things. It would not be for him to interview you, or the other way around.
All right. Just
I'm like, just get me in the circle of who you know.
Yeah, just wondering.
Bye, honey.
888-710-4ISN. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment, where they are just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. And they bring you this NASCAR race preview. And it's not just any old NASCAR race this weekend. It is the All-Star Race in North Wilkesboro on Sunday. A 250-lap showdown with $1 million prize on the line. So who's in it? Well, the NASCAR All-Star is kind of weird because it's like it's all the guys that are always in every race. So I don't really know. Are there 40 drivers in a race? This one, there's 21. I will now read you those names. Christopher Bell, Josh Berry, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, Chase Briscoe, Chris Buechler, Harrison Burton, Kyle Busch, William Byron, Ross Chastain, Austin Cindric, Austin Dillon, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Daniel Suarez. I am happy to admit to you that I know all of those names. But how many could I recognize? I could recognize Kyle Busch. I could recognize Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin. Maybe Keselowski. Kyle Larson, Logano, Stenhouse, because he's like 4'3". Two more drivers join via the All-Star Open, which is raced right before, and then there's a fan vote to bring in another name. So that is coming up this weekend. And I know a little bit about the stock car races, the Winston Cup. NASCAR race preview brought to you by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. I saw a guy, Shaq's NBA, on Twitter. It came up on my For You feed, where he said, "Best Knick fan moment of my life just now." He was referring to an OG Anunoby 3 where they were up. We were right on the air when this happened, when they finally went up and hit that 40-point mark. Here's how it sounded. ESPN Mike Breen.
Brunson, three-pointer. John Hart tracks it down. Another three, puts it in. Pure joy here at Madison Square Garden. Knicks right now on their way to the conference finals.
Jeez, I almost got goosebumps watching that, hearing that. I almost became a Knicks fan right there.
Liar.
You know what I did? You know what? They might be my kid. He's got, oh, I brought him up again. He's got a pendant of every team because I'm a genius dad. Parents, if your kid shows any interest in professional sports, I bought him 32 NFL helmets. And then I bought them the NBA pennants, and I need to buy MLB helmets. I'm going to do that right now at the break. Because now he knows all the teams, and he learns about them, and he's interested. It's not that hard to be great. Or to force your kid to like something just because you do. For somebody who's a little younger, tonight when they went up 40, that could very well be the best Knicks fan moment of that guy's life. I totally get it. I mean, they're showing the different fans, a.k.a. celebrities. You got Chalamet in the crowd. Just watching that, that's a pretty fun moment if you're a Knicks fan. The New York Knicks set a record tonight, or should I say the Boston Celtics did. This was the largest point differential in beating a reigning champion in a game that clinched a series. Largest wins with chance to clinch series. A record previously held by the Mavericks against the Lakers. So the Lakers won in 2010. Next year they kicked them out, 38-point win. So no champion has gone down the following year by this large of a margin. 888-710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. I believe we have some Celtics fans, so I'm sorry I just played that highlight. Hello, Tyler. Tyler.
Oh, hi. Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, man? Sorry.
No, you're good. I just want to talk about the C's. I mean, I guess we can't complain. It was a good season. It was really brutal with Tatum going down. But, I mean, you got to be happy with it. But, I mean, I just want to call in. I want to say one thing, you know, before I hang up. I'll let you guys talk about it. Like Tommy Lugauer said, Knicks in six. Lugie!
All right. Was that him?
No.
Well, why'd he do that?
I don't know. Did he think this was the fan?
He must have. I mean, I did see him make that prediction, and I thought, good for him. I hope it comes true. And then it did.
Now so I'm all leery of all calls from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Feeling pretty good. Yeah.
You want to roll the dice?
I have
the dump button ready.
I don't know. So I took Tyler, and then now we have a Nick that called, and I'll give him a chance. Don't be stupid.
Hey.
Oh, hey. What's up?
No, how's it going? No, I'm not stupid. I was probably the last person. I think the Celtics, honestly, easily the best team in the East. Easily. I swear to God, that's probably the best team in the East.
I mean, you can make that argument. They won the championship last year, and they won 61 games, so.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes, I know Tatum was, it was, the hurt. It hurt. I mean, there's no other way to say it hurt. But, But honestly, if you give me the Knicks and Celtics in a seven-game series again, I think the Celtics did.
I would sort of agree with you. I said before, if they played a 9-game series healthy, they would have got it. 11-game series healthy, they would have got it. But the Knicks got it. The Knicks won. Wrong place at the wrong time. Wrong team at the wrong time. Knicks got them. I'm very curious why someone would call and, like, spam a station that we're, like, friends with. And why would, I don't get it. I don't get why that happened. Sometimes Winkler Warriors out there will call other Milwaukee radio stations and spam them, and I appreciate every single time they do that. That was weird. 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. Here is Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. The New York Knicks getting back to the conference finals for the first time in 25 years. It's kind of hard to believe, but they were bad for a long time. You know what's so crazy about the Knicks, like where they're at right now, is because Dolan's a, like a mess, right? Jim Dolan.
Yep.
But then he decided not to be that anymore. He like decided to be a good owner. Right? That he took himself out of all the basketball kind of stuff. They hired Leon Rose.
Which even then, that was like a move that was panned.
Yeah, and then they're just kind of like, all right, be good now. I mean, the Knicks, from where they were last time they were in the playoffs or the conference finals, it was Jeff Van Gundy. They lost to the Pacers in 2000, lost in the first round the next year to the Raptors. Then they go John Chaney, and then they had a year they had three different guys coach. Lenny Wilkins and Herb Williams and Larry Brown season. What was that about? Then Isaiah Thomas tried to coach, and then Mike D'Antoni had them playing a little better. Mike Woodson got to a conference semifinals. Guess who they lost to? Pacers. Then Derek Fisher coached. These guys that like... Then he never coached again. Oh, he coached the Sparks for 3 years. What's he doing now?
Probably Derek stealing Fisher. Somebody else's wife.
Jeff Hornacek was the coach. What the hell? Where did he go? He's on the Rockets bench for a little bit. What the hell are they doing over there?
Wasn't he David, on the Suns for a bit?
Maybe. As a player, he was. And a coach, you're right. He coached the Suns before the Knicks. And then David Fizdale.
Oh, yeah, because they thought that they could use him to recruit LeBron. Good job. Dolts.
And then Tom Thibodeau took over, and he's gotten them to the playoffs for the 5 years he's been there. They made the big trade for... Well, they made the big trade for Mikal Bridges and then the big trade for Karl-Anthony Towns. And last year, they went game 7 in a conference semifinal. The year before that, they went to game 6 against the Heat. You know, there was markedly steady improvement. And now this year, they're in the conference final against the Pacers. But it's just nuts because I've talked so much about owners, and when you have a bad owner, there's nothing you can do. When you have a bad coach, the guy can get fired. When you have a bad general manager, the guy can get fired. When you have a bad owner, you got to wait for him to either sell the team, which like never happens, or he passes it to his children, which never works, or he just has to decide to not suck anymore. And Jim Dolan just decided not to suck anymore. It's really quite remarkable, actually. He was, nobody liked him, and then now he's doing good, and the Knicks are doing good.
I don't know if anybody still likes him. Is it just he kind of got out of his own way?
Yeah. Nobody's rushing to compliment him. I'm just my compliment is, hey, you're not a net negative on your team anymore.
Right. You're not losing war when you step on the owner's field anymore. He still does own the Rangers, so there's a couple of moves that people weren't happy about.
Well, at least with the Knicks, if the Knicks lose, it's not like something you can say, well, that was Jim Dolan's fault.
Right. Yeah. He's stayed out of the limelight for the most part. With both teams, the Knicks and the Rangers, the last couple of years. So good for him. He should fire Chris Drurio.
Well, at least with the Knicks, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Well, I can say that.
Good call.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Rashawn's in Baltimore. What's up with you?
What's going on, man? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Hey, man, but that Celtics and Knicks game, man. Like, I was teasing a lot of my Knicks friends, man, fans. And I was like, I thought they was frauds, man. But hey, they pulled it off. But and I thought about something. Say if Tatum didn't get hurt, right?
Yeah.
Who's to say they still wouldn't have beat the Celtics? Because they did beat them 3 games with them, right? So, I mean, they still could have pulled it off at the end of the day. But I'm surprised at the Celtics, because I thought coming into this series that the Knicks maybe was going to win just one game, you know, because they swept the Knicks, but all full games this season.
The Knicks couldn't beat any team that was good. They certainly had their problems against the Celtics, and they weren't beating anybody. And even in some of those games, especially down the end of the season, the Knicks would get close and they would always blow it.
Right, exactly. So, and plus with them really not having no major key players on the bench like how the Celtics have, man. The Celtics have a crazy rotation, man. They can start maybe 8 different type of lineups, man. But, you know, with a guy like Pritchard coming off the bench and everything. So it's going to be interesting moving forward to see how do you think they match up with the Pacers, like, and if they do beat the Pacers, do the Knicks got any chance of beating any of them Western Conference teams that's left between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, though?
Yeah, I don't know, Rashawn. Thanks for the call. Good call. You know, the Thunder are probably the best team left, but they are still learning how this works. You know, last year they were the top seed, and then they didn't make the conference final. And then this year, they are letting the Nuggets. If they lose this game, then if they lose Sunday and the series, game one is amplified, because that's where they made all those mistakes down the stretch, where even if you don't agree with them fouling up three, they had a chance where they scored too quick and they didn't let anybody foul them. And it was kind of chaotic. I think we all want to see, or not we all, but at least people that are looking for a good time and don't have a dog left in the fight, we want to see Knicks Timberwolves, because we can explore the ramifications of that trade that sent Randall and DiVincenzo to Minnesota, that sent Karl Anthony Towns to New York. Should I try to cover a NBA Finals game if it's in Minnesota? Should I try to go?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. And you can cover a Knicks game.
Yeah. I couldn't even get into a regular season baseball game. You think management's going to send me there?
Yeah.
I'll try, because, you know, why not? But come on.
I don't know. I mean, if it was in Milwaukee, I would go. But Minnesota, that's just a 5-hour car ride for me.
I'll take a plane, please.
that's nothing. I don't know. That Denver, they lost transmission for 6 minutes again. I don't want to. I'm a little nervous about the friendly skies right now. I'm getting the old Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the open road.
Deal's so good, it almost feels wrong.
Hey, I got one more car payment, and then I'm running that thing into the ground. I'm pumped about that, dude. If you were to get me in a lie detector and try to come up with the 5 things I got going for me right now, that'd be what excites me the most. One more car payment. And it's like $10 lower than my normal car payment.
Oh, that's even better. Such a good feeling. I paid off my car 2 years ago, and that car will stay with me until it explodes.
Yeah, when I paid off my student loan, I was excited, but not. It kind of left me feeling empty. Because it's just something that's done. And I guess with my education, I have employment, but did I need a college degree for this? I don't think so. Has my college degree ever gotten me a job? I'm not sure about that either. But paying off my car, I still have my car. So every time I drive in it, I can think, this is a free thing I'm doing. I owe no money. Now I got to pay for gas, and typically what happens is when you pay off your car, something immediately breaks. See, right there, I should have been able to say goes to S. I should have been able to do that.
I mean, why not? Everybody else can do it. Why can't we?
It's in the vernacular. It doesn't offend anybody. My car going to S is common phrasing. When I say I want to be able to swear, I'm saying that because McAfee's running around at lunchtime dropping bombs. I saw they re-air Bill Maher's show on CNN. They edit nothing. It's on at like 6 o'clock on a Saturday. I mean, what the hell? If I can even say that.
AG double hockey stick.
Yeah. What the heck? Gosh darn it all to crap.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.